things that a woman might wear around her neck.
A necklace.
Okay, if it was beads strung together.
It'd be a string of beads.
Okay. What do men sometimes wear to hold up their trousers?
Belts and suspenders.
What do you hold over you when it rains?
Umbrella.
Okay, what's the last thing that you put on a bed when you're making it up?
The last is the spread.
Okay. At the head of a bed, you put your head on a...
pillow.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember ever using anything at the head of the bed that was twice as long as a pillow?
Don't know as I remember ever using one, but it is. It's still a... I don't have to call them rolls. It's something I don't believe I know what the correct name for those is, but that is for them, but it's a roll they use up there to put that on it. I don't know what that's called.
Okay, if I said, this carpet doesn't go part of the way across the room, it goes...
all the way.
Okay. What would you call a bed cover that's old-fashioned and hand-pieced out of scraps?
Quilt.
What would you call a makeshift sleeping place down on the floor that children might
pallet.
Sleep in? Okay. We expect a big crop from that field because the soil is very...
rich.
Okay. What's the flat lowland along a stream?
Called the bottoms.
A field that might be good for nothing other than raising grass, clover, or alfalfa.
Pasture.
Suppose this was some land that had some water standing in it for a good part of the time. What would you call it?
That's, well, it'd be low land. It's a swampy land, I guess.
Mm-hmm. The place where salt hay grows along the sea.
Seashore.
Mm-hmm. What different kinds of soil could you have in a field?
Well, you could have several different types of soil. I guess you could have a rich soil, or you could have poor soil, you could have sandy, could be clay, dark, or something like that, you see.
Suppose you had some land that was a bit swampy and you wanted to put it to cultivation. What would you do to the land to get the water off?
First thing you should do is to dig your drain ditch through it to get the water out first.
Okay. A shallow arm of the sea, a tidal stream, a narrow bit of water that flows in and out with the tide.
Oh, my, that's backwaters, it's in the sea. It goes in and out with the tide. I guess backwater's all you can call it, that's what I'm saying.
I didn't know that when I first read it. A deep, narrow valley cut by a stream of water in the woods or in a field.
It's a river, a branch. Depends on the size.
If there's been a heavy rainfall and rain has cut out a channel across a road or a field, you'd call that place?
Washed out.
Okay. What do you call a small stream of water?
Branch.
Anything smaller?
Creek.
Okay.
Well, I think a branch is about the smallest, and then you get to a creek, and then you go to a river. A creek's larger than a branch.
Okay. What do you call a very small rise in the land?
Very small rise.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's a knoll.
What would you call it if it were a little larger?
A hill.
Okay. What do you call the thing you turn to open a door?
Turned open a door.
Turn to open the door.
Knob. Turn the door knob.
What do you call a rise in the land that's larger than a hill?
Mountain.
And the rocky side of a mountain that drops off sharply?
Cliff.
Okay. Up in the mountains where the road goes across in a low place, you would call?
Cut.
Okay. Where boats stop and freight is unloaded?